Kevin Hollis with Paul Horton. Well, many congratulations. At the start of it all, 360 behind, how would you have described the task that you and the rest of the boys faced?
It was an uphill task. Obviously, we've been bowled out for 200 in the first innings. They got big score, 500, a day and a half to bat. So it was a big challenge, but we knew we could do it. We just needed a bit of luck and to apply ourselves.
Have you played an innings similar to that in all those circumstances? I mean, you obviously would have batted probably for a length of time, but in all those circumstances?
Probably not as long. I've batted just under a day before to save a game against Worcester a few years ago, but not in these circumstances. Yeah, with so much at stake, they're a very good side who have got on a bit of a roll early. To lose here would have been another sort of step backwards for us, so we needed to stop them from winning, stop their momentum and obviously gain some momentum ourselves, and we've done that.
I mean, the truth was, in terms of team selection and all good faith with a couple of spinners and everything, the pitch not quite playing the way people thought. It was all going against Lancashire at the end of that second day, and that's why I suppose sometimes two wickets becomes four, becomes five in that sort of circumstance, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sometimes these things happen. We thought it would obviously spin a bit more. We went with the two spinners, and then we had Chappell with a slight injury. It was the precaution, didn't bowl. So you're down to two seamers, and when it's not spinning, two seamers and two spinners doesn't really make much of an attack. But the boys applied themselves really well, and they played really well and got 500. They batted well down in the lower middle order there. So, yeah, it's all credit to them. But, yeah, we battled well. That last hour on that second day wasn't great. We lost four or five wickets, but obviously we battled back towards days three and four, and we've come away with a draw.
I guess you might say that's what I'm paid to do, but how difficult is it to concentrate again in that sort of circumstance, to play that sort of an innings, every ball? Because they kept at it until 15 minutes before the end. I mean, it's still only five wickets down, wasn't it?
I had a target at the end of broke it down into small targets. Yeah, I was trying to get over the new ball yesterday, get to tea and then get to the end of the day, and then today was just half an hour at a time. Obviously, we had periods where they're under pressure and then the new ball again, but then you get to the last hour and it seems to sort of drag. You count minutes rather than half an hour. So, yeah, it worked out well today and we can walk away with some pride.
And you got some runs down at Somerset as a team the other week. I just wonder if this sort of an innings as well, and a result can be a bit of a spurt to the team, a bit of a kick start. It's not a win, but confidence-wise.
Yeah, we haven't played our best cricket and taken opportunities that we've created in previous games, but that's part of life and part of cricket, and we've been outplayed at some stages by other opposition. Cricket is a game of momentum. They had a lot of momentum going into this game. They played well first couple of days. We've managed to get a draw. We've got a lot of momentum. Some blokes have spent some time in the middle. So, we were third in batting points going into this game, so we're not that sure. Bad in batting. We just haven't batted as well at times when we needed to sort of win games or force on better positions that we've been in. So we can take that into Middlesex next week and hopefully kick on from there.
I know you have to be practical and I have to be sensible in trying to put this question to you, but Glenn Chappell in the injury, if it is bad, it's more than just a small setback, isn't it, to the team? Is there a bit of concern over that in the dressing room?
I don't know the extent. Chappy is very valuable to us. He's our captain, he's our leader, and he's fabulous. He takes a lot of wickets. So, if he is out, then it is a blow. But as I say, he didn't bowl. Once he felt something slightly go wrong, he didn't bowl. So that's obviously helped him in his couple of days of rest. And who knows? I'm not the physio, so I don't know what's going to happen with Glenn. I'm sure he'll, you've seen him last year at Somerset, bowl through an injury to win us the title. So I think if it's a slight niggle, I think Glenn will be playing.
You might have him in a wheelchair, wheeling him in. You never know. Listen, that was fantastic cricket, I thought. Well done. Congratulations.
Cheers. Thanks a lot. Cheers. Thanks.